Wonderful song. Teach me to walk.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Certainly we do appreciate Jesus this morning. Glad that we can look into the perfect law of liberty, the Word of God. We thank God for each and every one that's here this morning. We thank God for you, and you're right at the right place.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Yes. We like to say this morning, it was an individual that I was speaking with this morning. We was here a little early, and he was walking by the chapel here. And I waved at him, and he went on down a little piece and turned right back around and came back and had some questions, and he was concerned about his soul and about salvation and all this, and we was able to talk to him and Brother Doug, and so I convinced him to come on in and worship with us today. And so while we was having Sunday school, I looked back and he done left. Amen. But I want to say something here. You got to want this thing.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
if you want it, it will work.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm excited. I am excited about Jesus.
Amen.
I am excited about salvation.
Yes.
Amen. And that's what we want to preach on this morning, this great salvation.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I am excited about it. If you're not excited about it and enjoy what you have, how will you share it with others?
Right.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we think about this great salvation. God, the Lord, died on Calvary's cross, and He suffered and bled for you and I and made a way for escape. And some of us is just walking on by and not really seeing this real thing that the Lord intends for us to get involved in. The Bible said the whole duty of man is to what? Fear God and keep His commandments. Amen. Now, I know, since we were born, we get our minds on a lot of things and a lot of avenues and adventures. But we sometimes tend to forget about what we was invented for. Amen. We was invented to serve God and do the will of the Lord. Amen. I enjoy this great salvation. This thing works. Praise the Lord. Amen. And I thank the Lord. And sometimes people, I have asked someone, everybody saying salvation, salvation. And some people don't even know what salvation is, and that's why they can't live it. Hello.
Amen.
Amen. What is salvation? Salvation delivers you from sin and all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. Amen. It delivers you. It gives you complete deliverance. You quit the sin business. Praise the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? And it will, amen. It ain't like religion. Amen. There's a big difference with religion and salvation. Amen. A lot of people get religion and get so religious and praise the Lord. Amen. And somebody, as my mom used to say, cut across their path. They'll be done laid the religion down and gave you a piece of the mind. But I'm glad salvation don't work that way.
Right.
Salvation keeps you.
Amen.
Yes, amen. Salvation keeps your tongue.
Yes.
Amen. It keeps you in order.
Yes.
It keeps you in line.
Yes.
Amen. It keeps you following Jesus. And that's what we're interested in today. And if you don't know Jesus for your personal Savior this morning, amen, I want to introduce you today. Amen. That's no more than salvation. Allow Jesus to come in your life and direct your steps, and your steps will be ordered by the Lord. Ain't God good in here? Amen. So, you know, we have to realize that, amen, old Satan, he don't want nobody to do the right thing. He don't want nobody to walk the right way. Amen. His job is to steal, kill, and destroy. But the Lord's job is to give us life. And life more abundantly. Amen. How many want life in here this morning? Amen. How many want this everlasting life? Praise God. Amen. You can have it. Praise God. Amen. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. But you got to give up something. Praise the Lord. Amen. You can't just come in any kind of way and do any kind of thing and saying you're a Christian. Or saying you save. Or saying you have salvation. You got to quit the sin business. Amen. You got to love your neighbor. You got to love one another. The one that you see. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. How can the Bible say, how can we love God who we have never seen? And can't get along with the folks we see every day. I got a problem with that. Amen. Everybody got religion, though. They got religion. Amen. But religion will not take you to heaven. Amen. Religion. Some people's car can be their religion. Huh? Some people's house can be their religion. And saying you get deeply involved in and you put before God, that's your religion. But I'm here to tell you we need to drop the religion and get salvation. We need some deliverance here. And ain't the Lord good in here? We need to be changed by the blood of the Lamb. The Bible says, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? Preach back to me now. I said, the Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a what? Hello, somebody. He is a new creature. Old things, let us say, old things are passed away. In other words, it's done away. I ain't going back to that old ways and them old action. Amen. Them old things I used to do. Amen. Amen. Like the sister sang, amen, last night. Praise the Lord. The things I... What was it? A great change. Amen. Things I used to do, I don't do them no more. When salvation takes place in your life, it becomes a great change. Amen. Places I used to go, I don't go there no more. Huh? Things I used to do, I don't do them things no more. Praise God. Amen. I've been changed, and I thank God for this change. If you still doing the same old thing you used to do, and you still got them same old attitudes, you still got them same old ways. Amen. You have not changed. Amen. We talking about pure salvation. We talking about the thing that works. Praise God. Amen. We need something that works. When we walk downtown, we don't have to get on the rooftop and just say, hey, listen here, I have salvation. Amen. You live right. People can see the power in your life. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Sister asked about oneness in Sunday school this morning. See, let me tell you something. If you're not in oneness with your husband and wives, if you're not in oneness with Jesus, folks can zero into that. They can see that there's something here. They're not together. Amen. Don't think you can fool people, and you certainly can't fool God no time, but you might fool people sometime. But folks can zero into your spirit, praise God. And we got to be careful here. Amen. Sometimes we don't say nothing, but folks can tell you got that mild and meek spirit. They can tell there's something different about that person. I'm not trying to boast or brag. I was in my jeans and they had a few holes in them. And some tore-up shoes, my daughter said, "Dad, them shoes tore-up. You don't need to wear them out." But amen, when I'm working, I don't care what I have the tore-up shoes on. But I was somewhere, and the lady said, I can see something in your life. You're a pastor. I said, "Yes." Do you know that you're a mark?
That's right.
Do you know when you're a child of God, folks can tell you a Christian?
Yes. Amen.
Hello?
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes you'll be walking downtown or walking in the mall or somebody come up to you and say, "Ain't you a Christian? What church you go to?"
That's the truth.
But you know what? And they can see that other kind of spirit as well. Amen. Sometimes we don't behave ourselves like we should behave ourselves. I want y'all to help me to come back here. Amen. But I feel like preaching today. We got to tell it like it is. Amen. I didn't come a few miles just to give you a little snack. But I'm here to get us all to heaven. Praise God. People are watching you. People are watching your life. Amen. And some of us got a high testimony, but our life is down here. Hello in here. Amen. But see, the Lord knows your heart. We need to say, Lord, help me to show by my good example. Show my life by walking right and listening and doing the will of the Lord. You know, it's easy to talk the word of God. It's easy to quote the scriptures. It's easy to do amen and just say who you are. But if you don't live this thing, amen, not just on Sunday, not just when Brother Doug and Brother Jerry come to town and Sister Mary, but we got to live this thing 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. Amen. Because if the Lord would come right now, who would be ready to go? Amen. We can hoop and holler. We can clap our hands. We can jump for joy. But if we ain't living right, amen, our life is in vain. Amen. I want to get you to heaven this morning. I want to let you know salvation is what we need. It will clean you up. It will make you a new creature. It will change your attitude. It will make you something that you don't think you can be. Praise the Lord. And I'm excited about being saved. It ain't no boring life. Ain't God good in here? I'm excited because God is doing something in my life. Amen. It's just like putting money in the bank. If you put something in Christ, you would get something out of it. Amen. Just like putting money in the bank. If you ain't putting none in, don't go to the teller machine and try to get something out, because there's nothing there. Ain't God good in here? But if you get involved, just like coming to church. Sometimes we come to church on Sunday. Amen. And then we'll miss Wednesday night. We'll miss Thursday night. Amen. We just come when we get ready. How you going to be an effective Christian? Come on here. Just like working a job. You can't go to that job when you get ready and then get a paycheck. If you get a paycheck, you ain't going to be nothing on Friday because you ain't worked for 2 days. Amen. You ain't. Praise the Lord. You can't maintain. You got a family. And you think you can come to work when you get ready. But see, we in the church, Brother Clay, we can't terminate nobody. We can't fire nobody. See, that's not a job. Amen. See, we can't say, well, you didn't come, and so you got to get out of here. Amen. See, but the Lord will let you come, whosoever will. If you want to come, come. If you want to stay, it's your choice. See, we can't bang you side of the head and force you to be saved. Amen. See, then we got a job that we got to continue to keep you saved. So we got to keep right on banging you upside the head, so to speak. Now, I ain't talking about physically hitting. So if you hit nobody's crap. Amen. Do you get what I'm saying? I'm not talking about actually hitting. But in other words, when you got to force and drag and pull folks to, amen, then you got to continue to, as they progress, you got to continue to pull and drag. But we need to say, Lord, I want you, Lord. Amen. On your own will, and accept Jesus and want to accept him. Amen. Like I said, I love the Lord. I love the Lord thy God with all my heart. I thank God for salvation. Amen. I thank God. It works. It works. Amen. It works. Salvation delivers you from sin. Huh? Yes, it will. Some people say that I got to sin more or less every day. No, you don't. God can quit the sin business. Ain't God good? The Bible said, whosoever sin is what? Of the devil. Amen. I don't want to be of the devil. I want to do the right thing. And I want to be a child of the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? You know, it's not easy. It's not, you know, sometimes we feel like it's hard to get saved. Amen. Amen. It's hard to get the Lord in our lives. But it just takes a well made up mind. Amen. It takes a mind stating that I'm ready now. Amen. I'm tired of being tired of my old lifestyle. Amen. You got to get tired of that old life. Hello in here. If you're not really tired of that old life, you'll reach back and you'll get it again. But you got to say, I'm done with the world. Amen. I'm done with the running around fornicating. I'm done with adultery. I'm done with lying and cheating and beating. I'm done with this old lifestyle. I want a better way. Amen. And the Lord has that way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh through the Father but by me. Amen. Salvation works. Praise God. Yes, you can. Right in 2011, you can live a free from sin life. Amen. See, somebody said, I can't help it. I can't help it. And you know what? You're saying right. You can't help it. But if you get God in you, come on here. Amen. You get the helper in you. It's He that liveth through you. Yeah. Ain't the Lord good? It ain't no struggle. See, it's a struggle when you're trying to serve two masters. Yeah. It's a struggle when you're trying to follow the Lord and then you're trying to serve the devil too. It's time to make a choice. You got to decide who I want to be my boss man. You need to decide who I want to be my leader and my guide. See? Amen. You know, and it's simple. The thing I say sometimes, you just need to change partners. Amen. When you got the devil on you, in you, you're going to act like the devil. You're going to look like the devil. And guess what? You is the devil.
Amen.
Hello.
Amen.
Might as well tell it like it is.
Yes,
but when you change, see, when you got the devil, you know, you can put on a show, you know, you can hold your hands. Oh, I like that song. Hello. Thank the Lord. Amen. All that's baloney. All that fake. It's not real.
That's right.
I mean, they know I like the real thing.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I was out here a few weeks ago, and I was in my catering truck and selling and all this good stuff. And this man said, listen, I want a fish plate. Do you have change for a 20? I said, I sure don't. He's okay. He said, I'm going to try to get change, but go ahead and fish the plate. And I'm fishing the plate. Then the other customer's coming, and I'm fixing things for them. And that thing to know, he came back. He said, you know, I can't get no change. He said, what else you got up here? Fish plates. Fish plates, egg dog. Now give me a drink. Now give me some fries. All right, well, I had up all that. Then it was $12, $13, whatever it was. So he had this 20 balled up, and he gave it to me.
Thanks, man.
Hello, somebody. You said that right. And so I'm rushing. I'm just peeling it back, and I just want to see the 2-0. And I saw the 2-0. So I just throwed it in the box. Next thing to know, I went on to finish. And then I said, well, let me stop by the store and get some change. And I grabbed that 20 that he gave me and went to the store. And I went in there and bought one of them little raisin cakes. I love those raisin cakes with the cream in the middle. Praise God. I don't need it, but I like it. Praise God. I went in and I said, sir, I said, can I get change for this? He said, no, you can't. I said, I can't buy this cake? No, not with that 20. It's counterfeit. I said, oh my goodness. Then I started filling in and started looking at it. It felt like newspaper. But it looked real. Amen. It looked real. See, but it was counterfeit.
Yeah.
See, you know, that works the same with us. Sometimes we look real.
Yeah.
We really look real.
Amen.
We wearing the attire.
Yeah.
We got the long dresses on and the long sleeves.
Amen. Come on now.
Praise God. Amen. Amen. We walk around with the no neckties and we, amen, dressing all modest and looking all sanctimonious.
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you know what? God can look through all those clothes. Huh? He can look through all those actions and look right at their heart and know you're counterfeit. Amen. Counterfeit don't work. Amen. If I would have tucked that money to the bank, it wouldn't work. Amen. It happened to me another time. I took it to the bank and the banker kept the counterfeit. I said, well, if it ain't good, give it back to me. Amen, because I knew who gave me that counterfeit. So I was going to go back and try to see could he replace it with some real stuff. Amen. But anyhow, but he gave me that counterfeit. And that messed my deposit up. I'm thinking I'm depositing $200. And then, come back, you got about $125 in deposit. So that counterfeit. Amen. Let's don't wait till we stand before God. Let's don't wait till we stand before God and we coming up all counterfeit. We're not real. We don't wait till the last of the last day and the Lord is soon to come. Look at my brother there, Brother Jimmy back there. Amen. Appreciate him. Appreciate his faith because, amen, he fell out or had a seizure, whatever. God brought him back.
Amen.
But you know, he didn't have to do that.
Amen.
He could have died. Amen.
Right.
We can be sitting up here right now looking good and feeling good. We can die right now.
Amen.
And the way you are, that's the way you will be throughout eternity.
Amen.
Amen. This is a fearful time. This is a time to really realize, what do I have on hand? Is it working for me? Ain't God good?
Yes.
You know, the old lifestyle, praise God, you've been having for years. Is it working for you? What you accomplished with that old lifestyle? Do you get... Is you gaining? Is it working for you?
No.
But I'm here to tell you to come on, let's change partners.
Amen.
Let's get on Jesus' side. He works all the time. He works in the morning. He works at noon. He works in the day, the nighttime. He works all the time.
Amen.
Praise God, when I go to bed, praise God, I got the rest. I got the sleep. But guess what? The Lord never slumber nor sleep. He's always working for us. He's always defending for us. Amen. Ain't the Lord good?
Yeah.
Praise God. I don't have to worry about somebody harming me. I don't have to worry about who bothered me back here. The Lord got my back. Ain't the Lord good? He got me. He got us all, praise the Lord, in His hand. And we need to be bubbling over today. We need to be just thanking the Lord. Those that know Jesus, you need to be praising the Lord. You need to say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Don't sit around acting like the Lord haven't done anything for you. Amen. He woke you up this morning. He started you on your way this morning. It wasn't the alarm clock. It wasn't your wife or husband chuck you on the shoulders of hell and get time to get up, but it was Jesus.
Yeah.
Ain't the Lord good? We need to give Him the praise.
Amen.
Amen. I said we need to give Him the praise.
Amen.
I thank God for salvation.
Yeah.
If you don't have it today, you need to come and get a blessing from the Lord. Amen. This is your day, praise God, to recognize the goodness of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God, a God that, amen, He's your lawyer in the courtroom, huh? He's your doctor in the sick room. Come on here. He's your Savior. He's your Deliverer. He's your Sanctifier Keeper. I mean, everything, He's that to you, praise the Lord. Amen. I tell you what, I was in a situation, praise God, in a courtroom not long ago. Ain't God good? I didn't hire no attorney, but that judge looked at me. He said, stand, my brother. I stood, and he said, plead your case. I plead my case. He said, sir, okay, it will be dismissed. Hello, somebody. Ain't the Lord good? I didn't want to pay no money no way because I didn't have it. Hello in here. Ain't the Lord good? I say He's a miracle-working God. How many know He's a miracle-working God? Give Him the praise up in here.
Yeah.
Amen. Can I tell you another miracle?
Yeah.
See, that's why I get excited. Lord, do little things for me and just keep me bubbling over.
Yeah.
See the cell phone here? This is a miracle. I done probably lost, I told Sister McIntyre thing. Sometimes I have people numbers in my phone, and a lot of times when I change phones, I lose the number. Like the phone I had last year, Brother Mitch, I got your number in that old phone. But in this phone, I don't have it. I started strolling because I wanted to call you while I was here, but I noticed it wasn't there. But this phone is a miracle. I am excited. You excited?
Yes.
Yellow in here. Everybody know I'm a cook. I'm a cook by trade. I got a deep fat fryer where I fry my fish and chicken and hush puppies and all that good stuff. And I was changing my grease. And I had this in my pocket. And I was bending down and this fell in the grease and the water that came from the cooker. How many know these cell phones with these screens, like if you just sprinkle water on it, it's over?
Yes, sir.
The screens start doing crazy stuff. It don't work. It was dropped down in the water. Amen. I picked it up and I knew it wasn't no good. And I just kind of threw it on the counter and kept right on working. Water just all in it. And even you can talk to the cell phone people. You drop a phone and get all behind the battery and it's decay and mess everything up. But you know what? I said, Lord, that bothered me because I said, now I got to go spend some more money to get a phone. I said, Lord, I don't want to have to do that. Brother, 2 hours later, People could call. I could hear them, but they couldn't hear me.
I said, man, it's gone.
That night, I said, I got another phone call. I picked up, hello. Uh-oh, then they can hear me. Ain't God good? See, I get excited about stuff like that. Y'all call that a little thing, but I'm excited. Praise the Lord. And then I said, that, you know, the old devil said, that ain't going to work. That thing, it's just trying to work right now, but it's going to mess up on you. And that being over a month ago, my phone is still working, fell in water. To God be the glory. Hallelujah, anyhow. And that's what I'm talking about. My God can heal cell phones. Huh? Drop it in water. My God can heal it. Ain't God good? Amen. Me and my wife, when I first got in business, we had an ice cream truck. And I testified this in my church. I ain't trying to show off down here in Miami. I done testified back in Durham about this blessing. My box, ice cream box went down. Huh? And it wouldn't run. And me and my wife, I called my wife. I said, honey, let's go out here. Anoint this compressor. I pushed that thing back. I done called the repairman, the man that knows how to fix it. He said, you got to get you. He said, the compressor gone. You got to get you another box. I said, well, how much the compressor? The compressor costs as much as the ice cream box. It's $400 or $500. And I was just starting in business. I didn't have no $400 or $500. But I knew my God was able. Hello, somebody. I knew my God would work a miracle. Amen. I went and got the oil. Praise God. And me and my wife bow down there and I anoint that compressor in the name of Jesus. I said, Lord, heal it. I do believe this can heal my body. I believe he can heal my ice cream box. Ain't God good in here? Praise God. That's why I'm excited about salvation. Because it works. We begin to pray for that box. Amen. And I said, now we're going to plug it in. That box started running. Hello, somebody. To God be the glory. I know what God can do. And that's why I act like I act. And that's why I preach like I preach. Because I know what God can do. I know too much about him. And you can't make me doubt him.
Amen.
To God be the glory. I said salvation works. And I'm going to tell you how to get salvation. I'm just setting a foundation up right now to let you know that it works. Amen. You when you get in the Lord, you in a win-win situation. Amen. It is, I tell you, God, if God don't heal your body, if he take you on, then you still with the Lord. It ain't the Lord good. You're there with the Lord in heaven. Don't be so scared to die.
Amen.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
If the Lord wants you to leave on your own.
Amen.
Hello in here. Let the Lord have his way. The Bible said to be prepped to be absent in this body.
Yes.
Is to be present with the Lord. I want to be present with the Lord. Somebody said, well, you want to see your mama, you want to see your dad. I really don't really, really, really know where it went. But I know if I would see Jesus, I know I'm in the right place. Ain't God good in here? I want to see Jesus. Come on here. Then I know I'm in the right place. Praise ye the Lord. And I'm here to tell you we all can see Jesus.
Yes.
It's an easy way. Amen. The Bible, sometimes we try to make it so hard and complicated. Oh man, this thing is rough. Don't speak that. Say it's easy.
Amen.
The Bible said his yoke is easy.
Yes.
And his burden is light. When you go around talking about it's hard, it's going to be hard. Come on here. We got to speak positive. Amen. I know we're living in a negative society, but we in the church, we must speak positive, because God can do the impossibles. Things that look so impossible is just right for God. Ain't God good? We went back there and prayed for Brother Jimmy. It just looked like he was just out. But I know the Lord can bring him in. Hello in here, somebody. I said, ain't God good in here? Amen, amen. I want to tell you now how to get salvation. Praise God. I'll tell you what. Amen. All right, now. All right, now, let's go over here now. You know, sometimes people got different strategy on salvation.
Yes.
I have here in other churches, they say, you know, you got to tarry all night long before the Holy Ghost come. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to tarry all night long. You don't have to run around the compound of this church 4 or 5 times, amen, to get to the Lord. You don't have to, amen, speak in tongues for the evidence. That ain't the evidence, because anybody can speak in tongues. Ain't God good? We had somebody that was in the church years ago, and somebody said, ride it on the Honda, speaking in tongues. And somebody said, you need to get off that Honda and live right. Amen. Ain't God good in here? The tongues ain't going to do it. What's going to do it is a life living. The Bible says you can speak in tongues, you can give your body to be burned, you can prophesy and have all faith. But if you don't have what? Charity. It profit you nothing. So you can do all that stuff. That ain't no good, but you got to have love. And that's what we don't have, some of us. Come on here, somebody. I don't like this person. I don't like that person. I ain't going to sit in his seat. All this childish stuff. Child play is time out.
Amen.
Time to get real.
Yes.
Lord, soon to come. Amen. Salvation is what you need. Amen. If you got it right, you won't be acting like that. Come on here.
Amen.
Some of us, we need to rededicate our lives. We need to make some changes. We need to make some adjustments. We need to say, Lord, I see a shortcoming here. Don't feel embarrassed. Amen. Don't feel embarrassed when the Lord points at your life. He shows some short. Don't feel embarrassed. Just say, Lord, help me. I'm glad that we got a chance. Like I said the other night, I'm glad the Lord, amen, haven't came. Because we need some time. Some of us ain't ready. And if the Lord come right now, somebody gonna be out.
Help me, Lord.
And it's just only, that's it, brother, but only two places. You don't have a variety of places to go. It's either hell or heaven. Amen. Which one are you choosing? I know we all say, I want to go to heaven. I believe if I take a poll right now, who want to go to heaven? I believe everybody hands up, but who's living right to go to heaven?
Amen.
Amen. You want to go, you got to get prepared.
Right, right.
You got to get your bags packed up, huh?
Amen.
Amen. When it was time to come to Miami, I looked at my wife. I said, you got your bags packed? She said, I'm working on it. I said, I ain't starting. So I said, I better get my bags packed if I'm going to go somewhere. Come on here. In order to go to Miami, I had to make sure I had my bags packed. I need the stuff that I needed while here. Praise God. Same thing about going to heaven. You got to pack these bags. Some of our bags ain't never been packed. We ain't doing up in plain. Huh? Come on now. It's time to get real. Come on. Phony stuff ain't no more good. Amen. See, come on here. You can't hand that to the Lord and say, here I am, Lord, with that phony and counterfeit stuff. We need the real thing. Amen. All right, now listen here. Listen, like I said, you don't have to run around the building. You don't have to pray all night. Only thing you got to do to have a well-made up mind. Amen. Someone get me James. We're going to get on through here. I know you said, man, he's wound up now. Praise the Lord. Y'all got me here. I'm going to preach. Praise the Lord. And when I get through preaching, I hope you invite me to come back. Praise the Lord. I'm trying to get to heaven, and I want you to come with me. Praise the Lord. But just playing around with our souls and slipping and sliding, amen, that ain't going to get us there. Amen. That ain't going to get us there. All right now. What did James, amen, 4 chapter and verses 7 and 8 says? Read somebody.
Submit yourselves therefore to God.
Listen, this all it takes to get this salvation. It says submit yourselves unto God.
Yes.
Resist the devil.
You must now. Listen. You must resist the devil.
And he will flee from you.
And he will flee from you.
Draw nigh to God.
Come on. Come on here. Draw near to God.
And he will draw nigh to you.
And he will draw near to you.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners.
Cleanse your hands, ye sinners.
And purify your heart.
And purify your heart.
Ye double-minded.
Ye double-minded. That's good right there, brother.
Amen.
Amen. And the key verse there is draw near to God. And he will what? Draw now to you. Ain't the Lord good? See? It ain't complicated. It ain't hard. Only thing you need to have a well-made mind. Say, Lord, here am I. I'm going to draw near to you. Huh? Amen. Ain't keeping nothing in reserve. Got to give up everything. Lord, here am I. I'm going to draw near to you. And if you draw near to the Lord, the Bible said he will draw near to you. Then it went on to say double-minded.
Mm-hmm.
See, we got to be single-minded. See, we can't have two minds. Today I want to serve the Lord. But then tomorrow I'm doing something else. Come on here. My mind has done got cloudy in some other areas. But how many knows this thing works 7 days a week and 24 hours a day? Amen. It don't just work just at camp meeting time. Amen. Or revival time. Amen. Or your time. You know, sometimes we got a schedule too. Mm-hmm. Amen. We work when we get ready. We come to church when we get ready. Okay. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do. Anybody got that spirit? I come when I get ready. Let them call. They ain't going to answer the phone. Let them leave a message. Pick that phone up.
Amen.
Man, this stuff is getting us in trouble. These texts and call waiting and message calling, and praise God, we use that sometimes for our disadvantage. We might be thinking we use it for our advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes a disadvantage. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You need to pick the phone up and say, brother, I want to come, but you know, go ahead and bring the excuse out as the brother brought out. I got to go bury my dad. Amen. I got to go. I got to marry a new wife. I got to go see her. Amen. I got some cattle and some animals, and I got to go prove them and make sure, inspect them, and see that really. But you better let the dead bury the dead and come do what the Lord tells you to do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
We got to know what we need to be doing when the time the Lord tells us to do it. See, when God is dealing with us, that's the time to move.
That's right.
Amen. You can't come to the Lord when you get ready.
That's
Amen. After I get finished with dinner, I'll do this. No, you do it now.
Amen.
Amen. See, some people procrastinating and getting ready. Well, I ain't quite ready yet. I'm still young. And good looking. Guess what? Young and good looking folks is in the ground.
That's right.
We live in a time now where mothers and fathers is bearing their children.
That's right. Yes.
Should be the other way around then. But they're bearing their children. That's so sad. I looked up there, my daughter, she noticed that. She said, Dad, she said, you see them names on the clock? We got a funeral home right up the street, a mile away from my house. She said, all of them is young people. Ain't no old people. Five or six folks' name on the clock. And we sitting around here saying, I'm young. Ain't quite ready yet. Let me tell you something that happened in Holly Hill. I was preaching about like I'm preaching now. And after I got through preaching, we had an altar call. Nobody came. So I said, how many people is not ready? And just would raise your hand and say, Lord, just spare me and have mercy on me. If you ain't ready to be saved, you just want us to pray that the Lord continue to have mercy. So we have several standing, but this one guy in particular, he raised his hand. And I said, stand. The folks that had their hand up, stand up, please. And he stood up. And so I told him, I said, listen, and I told all of them, we never know. We say we're not ready, but God is ready. He's dealing with you. But then they didn't come. Less than a month, he was on his tractor. And he had a heart attack. And died 4 weeks after the meeting. Now he's out in eternity.
Mm-hmm.
He could have came. So he didn't know he had just 4 weeks. He thought he had a lot of time. See, some of you in here like that, you think you got a lot of time. And you still keep procrastinating. Meetings after meetings. Revivals after revivals. Amen. Just taking it like, oh, there ain't nobody but Brother Jerry from Durham. I'll go to sleep on him. But you better wake up. Or you mess around and be asleep in hell.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. It's time to wake up. This is a wake up call. Amen. Salvation is what we need. The Lord is soon to come. And some of us will not make it if we don't make that change. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, now, someone get me. Amen. All right. This is the way you get this salvation. Romans 10, 9 and 10. If you get it, read, please. Listen now. Amen. It's just as simple. If thou confess with thy mouth,
the Lord Jesus,
and shall believe in thine heart
that God has raised him from the dead,
that God has raised raise him from the dead,
thou shalt be saved.
Amen. That's all you got to do. To believe in thy heart.
Amen.
Huh? That the Lord has raised from the dead and confess with your mouth. Amen. And the Bible says, thou shalt be saved. How many want to confess today? Amen. So you might as well confess, because the Lord knows your heart.
Right.
He knows how you stand. He knows you better than you know yourself.
Right.
We might as well make that change.
Yeah.
And say, Lord, I'm ready. Because you could walk out of this building and it could be over for you. I ain't trying to use no scare or tactics. But we never know.
Right.
I might don't make it back to Durham. Never know. But I'm glad. Can I get a witness? If I don't make it back to Durham, I'm glad I have salvation.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm glad I am saved. I'm glad I was brought with a price. I'm glad I am a new creature. Praise the Lord. I ain't got to have nobody to pat me on the side and say, brother, you saved. I know what I have. Ain't the Lord good? It's time to know what you have. That know-so salvation. If you're uncertain, if you kind of still thinking about it, you really don't know, I'm here to tell you you don't have much. Come on here. You know if you saved. I was, like I was saying the other night, I used to be in old folks centers and used to preach, and I used to ask folks, I said, now, how many people in here know that you know that you truly saved? And you got some wave the hand right quick. Then you got some put it halfway, and you got some looking around and thinking, well, come on here. But if you know you're saved, you'll raise your hand, praise the Lord. And you're glad to raise your hand, because it's good when you're in the safety of the Lord.
Amen.
Do you know there's safety? Praise you the Lord. In the Lord. Do you know there's rest in the Lord? Do you see all these folks that's all, amen, in the world? They're worrying about the economy, and they're worrying about the gas prices, and they're worrying about Obama. They're worrying about everything. Only thing you need to do is put your trust in the Lord, and the Lord will work everything all right. See, my trust ain't in President Obama. My trust is not in the government. But my trust is in the Lord. Ain't the Lord good? So I can walk without being wearied in well doing. I can walk without being all frowned up and worrying about what tomorrow gonna bring. Amen. I know long ago God here, if he bring tomorrow, he gonna take care of all of us. Ain't the Lord good in here? He said he will take care of his own. Amen. So my brother-in-law, he's always coming over in my house, and he's talking about all this stuff that's gonna come, and man, you know, well, this money going to run out, and you're going to have to get a card and mark of the beast and all this kind of stuff. I said, brother, let me tell you something. I'm trusting in the Lord. Amen. Whatever happens, we're going to make it. I'm not
Amen.
Fearful of that. Amen. We're going to make it. I ain't got to bow down to the devil to make it. We're going to make it. And when it get too bad, come on here, the Lord going to take us out of here. Ain't the Lord good? He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be with you until the end of the world. So just relax in the Lord. Amen. Put it in fourth gear and just let it coast along. Praise God, and know that everything's going to be all right. Huh? Praise you the Lord. Let the Lord do the driving. Praise God. That's our problem sometimes. We're trying to drive. Amen. And we stand always on the mountaintop. But come on, bring that car in the valley. Somebody said, I believe that was sister. She said sometimes it seemed like her bad days, she didn't say it like this, but that's what she would mean. Her bad days outweigh the good.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. That's all right. That's a blessing. It's a blessing to be in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
It's a blessing.
Amen.
Ain't the Lord good?
Yes.
But you know, we are. You know, who left with us, when we want to drive, we want to stay on the mountaintop all the way.
Yeah.
We want all peace and everything just work out there. It don't work that way.
Right.
That's, amen. Get in the valley. But you know what? You ain't alone, because there is peace in the valley. There is joy in the valley. There is kindness in the valley. Jesus is in the valley.
Yes.
Ain't the Lord good? As long as Jesus is there with me in the valley, I know that everything's going to be all right. I don't have to be over concerned. I don't have to be perplexed. I don't have to be wearied in well doing. Amen. I can just have peace and rest, Sister Georgette, and just know that everything's going to be all right. Ain't God good in here? Praise ye the Lord. So trust right in the Lord, and everything will be all right. I thank God. I thank God for this salvation. I thank God for this great salvation. Because the salvation is excited. I am excited. It works. God is good, and He's good how long? All the time. Ain't the Lord good in here? All right, now let's turn someone to Psalms, the 40th chapter. Praise God. We want to read a little more how this thing works here. Praise you the Lord. How many know about Brother David? Brother David, amen, he was after God's own heart, and he was a man that didn't mind trusting in the Lord. He was a man didn't mind praising the Lord. He was a man didn't mind waiting on the Lord. The Bible said in the Psalms, the 40th chapter, it said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. Ain't the Lord good, sister?
Amen.
Amen. See, incline me, He leaned to hear your petition.
Pray.
He's concerned about us. Amen. Sometimes we act like the Lord just way beyond the blue. He don't care. But He leaned, amen, inclined to hear our petition and our troubles. And ain't the Lord good? But see what salvation will do? Listen here. Amen. Brother David said, He brought me up. Come on, somebody. Can I get a witness in here? He said, He brought me up also out of a what? Horrible pit. Praise you the Lord. Out of the miry clay. Ain't God good? And set my feet upon a what? Rock. Create something steady. And He didn't only do that, but He established my goings. Ain't God good? I'm excited because, you know, when I got saved, amen, I was in a horrible pit. Praise God. And some of us this morning is in a horrible pit. I believe you can just start naming and saying, I need a Lord right here, and this thing is broke down, and this thing ain't working, and all this kind of stuff. But I'm here to tell you this day, if you're in a horrible pit, God can pick you up and get you out. Ain't God good? There is an escape route. Praise the Lord in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good in here? It said, He brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. You know, sometimes that miry clay, praise God, is so thick and we can't hardly walk. But I'm glad God can pick us up and God can make a way. Ain't God good in here? Out of the miry clay, and He will set my feet on something steady. Praise God. Ain't God good? Not on nothing sinking sand, but He will set my feet on something steady. Something that will hold me. Something, ain't God good in here? I'm glad He is steady. He is solid. Amen. And God will hold us up. Praise you the Lord. Amen. That's what salvation is. He'll clean you up tonight. Amen. And establish my going. And then guess what He'll do? He said, and He had put a new song. Ain't the Lord good in here? A new song in my mouth. You know, when we was with the other partner, when we was on the devil's side, we sung them old songs that didn't have any future. We sung them old blues. Amen. That didn't do nothing for me but provoke my spirit. But now, we got a new song to sing. Ain't God good in here? Lord and came and brought His peace and His love and salvation. And now I'm not singing them old songs I used to sing. But I got a new song. Praise the Lord. Ain't God good? I got a new song. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Praise God. Ain't God good in here? I sang a new song. I mean to go right on until the crown is won. I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I will never more turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God, amen, ain't God good in here? For God will give me the victory if only I shall go. I said, ain't God good? I thank God for a new song. Ain't God good? I've been redeemed by the blood
blood of lamb. Do anybody know what I'm talking about in here tonight? Today? Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Yes, I said I've been redeemed by the blood of the lamb. I thank God for the redemption power. I thank God for the change in my life. I thank God he can change you. He can make you something that you didn't know you can be. He'll put a new song in your mouth. He put a praise in your heart. He put a shout in your step. I said, yes, he will. Amen. You keep following him, he'll keep you walking the straight and narrow. I said, ain't the Lord good in here? I don't have to go to the adversary. I don't have to go to the club to enjoy the goodness of the Lord. I don't have to party and do the worldly stuff. But I party for the Lord. Ain't God good? I enjoy the Lord. Ain't the Lord good in here? Get excited about what you have. Taste and see that he is good. Thank the Lord is good. Thank the Lord is good, my brother. Thank the Lord is good. He's good all the time. Praise the Lord. He ain't just good sometimes. Just good on Sunday. Can I preach just a moment? I'm glad he ain't like us. Amen. Sometimes we ain't good all the time. Can I get a witness? Amen. Long things going in my favor. Everything is all right. And when everything going my way, everything is all right. But when it don't go your way, if you're still behaving yourself right, if you're still being good, folks don't use you, folks don't talk about you, folks don't say so evil against you, can you still walk on and have love anyway? Can that love work? That love holds a cover. Let us say cover the multitudes of folks and sin. Come on here, somebody. I hear people get hung up. He said this and he said that. I ain't got nothing to do with him. Come on here. I'm seeing out a long handle spoon. Praise you, need to put that old wooden spoon down. I told you all night you need to stir the lemonade. But now when you're trying to feed folks out of them, you need to throw that away. Hello in here. I said, ain't God good? Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Brother, I know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. I said, I know what I'm talking about. Praise the Lord. Folks have grown me. Folks have treated me bad. And it used to bother me. But you know what? The Lord teaches me now. This person wronged me, borrowed some money, didn't pay me. Somebody else. Every time they come to town, I'm mad. You know you owe me money. Ain't saying nothing. You know what the Lord said? Drop it.
Amen.
Don't lose your soul over that. If they want to keep it, let them keep it. They got to stand between, like sister said, they got to stand between God themselves. But I'm going to have peace.
That's right.
Amen. The same way I gave them 200, praise God, I can go make me 400. Ain't God good in here? Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
It bothered me when that man gave me that $20. The old devil said, go back over there. Get your money. Go now because you know he's still there. And another voice said, see, you got to listen to that still voice. That other voice said, why are you going on there worrying about that 20? You could be done made 40, 50, 60. Keep continuing on your route. Amen. Chasing something that you done lost. See, sometimes we get in those places and we ain't doing up us wasting time. Amen. We don't have time to waste. Amen. I do believe we don't waste too much time. We are living in the last of the last days. Time is winding up. Jesus is soon to come. And when he coming back for a prepared church. Amen. And he coming for a ready church. And if we unready, God give us ample enough time to get ready. Amen. Sometimes you might say, well, I'm ready. But sometimes we need to reaffirm. We need to make sure and very sure. Amen. We don't need to let this meeting close us out. This is the last day of this meeting. Some ain't coming since Wednesday night. And now it's Sunday morning and Sunday afternoon. And some are still not saved. I got a problem with that. Amen. And all this great salvation that the Lord has for us.
Sometimes we do like little kids, you know, when you feed little kids, if you ain't giving them no cake and pie and ice cream, them veggies, and they just kind of kick it to the side and frown up. Mom, I want a piece of cake, that red velvet. Well, it's corn and peas, squash. But then the thing you need. You need those that corn and they'll go the peas and greens and all that good stuff. But you call that bad stuff. They frown up at that. They might eat a little bit. But then when you get that cake, they want a big bit. Amen. Praise the Lord. And sometimes we like big kids. Things we need to be eating on. We're not. Amen. Oh, taste and see. It's all in the Word. This is what's going to keep your ankle sure. This is what's going to keep you on the solid rock. This is what's going to keep you excited about Jesus. Amen. You ain't got to go into the novel store or the library and pick out some book, How to Be Happy. How to enjoy life. How to make heaven. All this is in here. You save your money. Just open up your Bible.
That's right.
Just all I have is my Bible. And I'm excited every day. You might say, he don't have no problem. I grant you, I do. Probably got more problems than you. When you're a pastor, a man, and you're dealing with people, that's a big responsibility. Huh? Yes, it is. I'm not only a pastor, but I'm a business owner. I deal with public. Dealing with public is not a picnic.
That's right.
Amen. Because they're coming in with all kinds of problems and trouble. I'm feeding them. They'll come back and want the money back and bring me bones. This wasn't done. Well, where is the chicken? I don't see no more bones here. At least bring me two that wasn't done. But they want the money back. Guess what? I ain't gonna fuss at it. I'm gonna give it back.
Amen.
What would Jesus do?
Yeah.
You might say, I just lost that $8. No, you didn't. You just gained 16 or 24. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Do it the right way.
That's right.
When you do right, it pays off.
Yeah.
Amen. When you do wrong, hey,
yes.
It don't work.
That's true.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep the peace.
Yes.
As much as lies within you.
Yes.
If that person don't want to keep peace with you, you keep peace with them.
Amen.
God is he ain't holding you responsible on him or her, but he's holding you how you act.
Amen.
Come on now, somebody.
Yes.
Can I get a witness in here?
Yes.
You go with your mouth stuck out, rolling your eyes and showing attitude. You ain't helping nobody. That ain't the Lord's way.
Amen.
Amen. That ain't the Lord's way. The Lord's way is love,
yes,
kindness, peace,
yes,
goodwill. Amen.
Yes.
Thank the Lord. And quit looking mad all the time. Sometimes you see folks looking all mad. What you mad about?
Hello.
Come on, somebody. Your bills behind?
Yes.
Lord can pay your bills. He pay mine.
Yes.
In time like these.
In time like these.
Yeah. My mortgage is not behind. It was one time when the economy was booming, he got behind. Come on. But now the economy is bad, ain't lost a step. See what God can do? Do you know why? He doesn't live right. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. And all these things shall be what? Added unto thee. Ain't God good?
Yeah.
All right, did I get through that? 41, 2 to 3?
Yes.
But I don't think I finished up. But let's go back to 2. He brought me up out of a horrible pit. And he'll do the same for you. Out of the miry clay and set my feet upon a what? Rock. And established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth. Even praise, come on here, unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Praise the Lord. How many know that trusting in the Lord works?
Amen.
Amen. It didn't say test the Lord or try the Lord, but trust in the Lord. My mother used to use that word a lot. Trust in the Lord until you die. My mama always said, I trust him, live or die. You don't hear too many people talk like that today. Trust him, live or die. See, trust in him, you are just totally committed.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. You just, here I am, my Lord. Whatever happened, it's in your will and in your command.
Yes.
But trying and testing him, you, Lord, I'm going to give you a chance. You don't come in 5 days and heal me, it's over. I'm going to try something else. And then you keep trying and trying and trying. Amen. How many know you can't rush Jesus?
Amen.
He might not want to come in 5 days.
Come on.
He might want to come in 3 weeks.
Come on.
He might want to come 3 months.
Come on.
He might want to come 1 year.
Hello.
Wait on him.
Amen.
How many know it's in joy to wait on the Lord?
Yes.
How many know he don't work on our schedule?
That's right.
He don't work on our time.
That's right.
Our time zone is different from God's time zone.
Yes.
It is now 1:45. In God time, that's clock time. See, sometimes we get mixed up. That's clock time. That ain't God time.
Amen.
And sometimes he don't do like you want him to do. Because you know what? The Bible says his ways is not your ways. And his thoughts ain't your thoughts. Sometimes you wonder, well, why is this? Don't question. Just know he ain't like you.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And just wait on the Lord. The Bible said, I believe it's Isaiah 40:31. It says, wait, I say, on the Lord. And if you wait on the Lord, he will what? Renew your strength.
Amen.
See what the blessing is in waiting? See, if you wait, he will renew your strength. And what else he will do? He will mount up your wings as eagles, and you shall what?
Run.
And not be wearied. And you will walk and not faint. And if you didn't hear the first wait, he said it on the end. Now listen, wait, I say, on the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Don't be too fast now. You know, we live in a rush situation of life today. Everything rushed. Get up there. You don't believe it? Get up on this 95 going back to Miami. They'll run you over. Pull out in front of you. Don't give no signals. I said, y'all, I need to salute you guys here. Y'all, y'all do a good job driving this kind of traffic. I looked at Sister Rose in Dallas. I was out there not long ago, and I tell you what, it's just as worse or worse.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But I tell you what, everybody in a rush. Brother asked, was it last night? I believe it was last night. He said, where are they going? Where are they? Brother Clay said, where are these folks going? Hey man, they're just rushing. Turning around, and next thing you know, there's a wreck. Somebody, see, rushing. It ain't, don't pay to rush. Take your time. Take time and live holy. All right? Now, I want to say here, I hope and pray that you see that salvation is what you need. And I tell you, after receiving salvation, here's a scripture that you can boldly say. Amen. Taken from Psalms, the 27th chapter. Amen. Psalms, the 27th chapter and the first verse. See, that if you get acquainted with the Lord, and when you get on the Lord's side, then you can boldly say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. See, the Lord equipped you. See, ain't the Lord good? See, when you get saved and get salvation, he's your light. Huh? He's your salvation. And the Bible said, whom shall I fear? We ain't got to fear nobody but the Lord.
That's right.
Hello in here.
That's right.
Amen. See? And then we can boast loudly. Not softly. I like loudness. I know you noticed that. I'm a loud man. I'm excited. When I was in the world, I was excited.
Yeah.
When I came in places, I turned it out.
Hello.
Hello. And I've used the same old gross voice for God.
Amen.
Amen. That same excitement.
That's right.
Not that same, but this is far more better excitement.
Yes.
Amen. Father Lord. Amen.
Hey, we ain't got to sit in here act like we dead and don't know the Lord. I'm here to tell you anything dead need to be buried. Hello. Amen. Let's look and live. Let's give God the praise. Let's be excited now that we have salvation. Amen. Let's boast and proudly say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, listen now, and my foes come upon me to eat up my flesh, they will stumble and fail. They will stumble and fall. See? That's why you don't have to worry about your enemies. When you get salvation, the Lord will handle that.
Amen.
The only thing you do is love your enemies.
That's right.
Somebody asked me the other day, do you have an enemy? I don't have none. I don't have none. I don't have no enemies. I love everybody. Hello. Amen. Salvation makes me love everybody.
Right.
Amen. The white man. The black man. The blue man. The red man. The Jew. The Greek. Everybody is my brother and sisters. It bothers me when I see racism. It bothers me when I see people, amen, they call you a different shade of color. Amen. You may think you're a little more supreme, and you may think you're a little more higher than me because you a different race or a different color. Let me tell you something here in the name of Jesus. The Lord made it all. Everybody is saying.
When blood.
When Jesus look on people, he look colorblind. He don't That's see right. color. Color's not important anyhow.
Amen.
Come on here.
Amen.
There's only two types of people he looks at, and that's righteous and unrighteous.
That's right.
Come on now.
Amen.
Amen. And other than that, you're my brother and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe it, if you get to heaven, ain't gonna be the black on the west side and brown over here on the east side, and white over here on the north, and they all in that little cubits. And come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And I want to tell us down here, if we ain't getting it right down here, we better get it right down here.
That's right.
You might say, I can't stand him. And you stay over here in the north side of Miami.
Right.
I don't like, and then you stay over here in the north. Come on here, you better get this thing together for somebody to die.
Amen.
Come on here and lose out.
That's right.
And you can boast all day about this great salvation, but if it ain't working, you need to get it activated.
Amen.
Amen. If your battery is down, you need to get it recharged.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. If it done got stale on you, you need to come and get it renewed.
Fresh.
Amen.
That's right.
Thank the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Then you can boldly say when you get it right, the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, come upon me to eat of my flesh, they stumble and fail. Though a host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Don't worry about the hosts. If God is for you, who can be against you? He'll take care of you. You don't have to fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. But it's one thing. Can I get a witness in here? I said it's one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. To behold, as brother spoke about last night, the beauty of the Lord. Ain't that wonderful? And to inquire in his temple. For in times of trouble. Anybody ever got in trouble?
Oh yeah.
You scared to go home, man. I mean, when I was a little boy, when I got in trouble, I didn't want to go home because Brother Leonard didn't play. Amen. He pulled a whip out. Hello, somebody. See, that's why we don't pull out sometimes on our children. Come on here. Back in my day, I know in this day it was timeout, but it was a knockout in my day.
That's right.
Amen. I'm serious.
That's right.
Brother Leonard did not play. He had six boys, and he was a military guy, and he kept us in boot camp. He kept us in the straight line.
Amen.
You know how folks be acting up in church?
Mm-hmm.
My dad can sit there. And I can be sitting over there. He won't mind if you don't sit beside him. But he'll give you a look like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what, I'm like this. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Back 10, 12 years, when I was 10 or 11 years old, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Hello, somebody.
Because yes.
I know if I didn't when I got home, you know, sometimes we parents, young parents, we forget, don't we?
Yes.
I'm supposed to whoop you, but I'm forward. But they didn't forget.
Right.
That switch is waiting on you. Hello, son. So you know what? I used to think that, oh, my dad was a bad man. He just mean. But you know, I appreciate that.
Yes.
I appreciate
yes.
that.
Yes.
I never knew that I would be a preacher. I was a person in school, I used to make everybody laugh. I was a comedian. Even the teachers, when it was time to go in classes, they would look and say, Jerry, let me see you in this class, because we're going to have a good time, because I kept the class all excited, you know. Even the teachers wanted me to be in their class.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, I say that to say this. Now if you reverse that thing, now I'm still laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still happy. I'm more happy now than I was then.
Amen.
Because I done tasted and seen that the Lord is good.
Yes.
And that He's good all the time.
Yes.
I see that the Lord now represents me.
Yes.
He's my representative. He is my light. And He is my salvation.
Yes.
And I don't have to worry. And He say here, He said, one thing I desire of the Lord will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
How long? All the days of my life. I'm glad He said, in my Father's house. Or many mansions.
Yes.
If it were not so, He said, I would have told you, huh? He said, I'm going to prepare a place. And if I go to prepare a place, I will what? Come again. And receive who? You unto Himself. Ain't the Lord good? Amen. And where He is, we can be right there. Thank the Lord. Amen. So let's not miss that place. We got one more scripture, and then we're going to let you go. Ain't God good in you? All right, Isaiah, y'all. You get it before I do read. Isaiah 12:2. There's another boasting scripture. I love the boast in the Lord and boast in His word.
Behold, God is my salvation.
Come on here now, brothers and sisters. We can boast here. Here's another boast. Behold, what, brother?
God is my salvation.
Now we can boldly say, God is my salvation.
I will trust and not be afraid.
I will trust and not be afraid.
For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.
Come on, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song.
He has also become my salvation.
And He's also become my salvation. That's good enough right there. Thank the Lord. Amen. We would like to say now, if any in the house here today see that they need this great salvation. Amen. And you might have salvation, but you see that you need some addition. You see that you don't have just really what you need.
Yeah.
You might see that you need to be a little more dedicated to God. I believe sometimes we can get a little slack. And that's why we have revival meetings. You know, revival meetings for two things. For sinners to be saved and come and repent. And for saints to be encouraged. Amen. And get what you need. Brother McIntyre used to say, up-to-date salvation. Amen. Let's get some up-to-date salvation.
Yeah.
If it ain't working for you, let's rededicate. Amen. While time is time. Because guess what? Time is running out. Amen. And I don't want it to run out on us. Amen. So come and let the Lord be your Savior. May God bless you.